Okay, again, Psalm 50, verse 10 through 23. And we'll read the verse together. I read the first verse, and then you come in and read the second one, and so on. Psalm chapter 50, verse 10 through 23. Amen? All right, let us read here, okay? For every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains, and the wild beasts of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls, or drink the blood of goats? Offer unto God thanksgiving, and pay thy vows unto the Most High. And call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee, and thou shalt glorify me. But unto the wicked God says, What hast thou to do to declare my statutes, or that thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth, seeing thou hatest instructions, and castest my words behind thee? When thou sawest a thief, then thou consentest with him, and have been partakers with the adulterers. Thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silent. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such an one as thyself, but I will reprove thee, and set them in order before thy eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offer praises glorify me, and to him that order his conversation aright will I show the salvation of God. Let us pray at this time. Lord, we thank you again for the reading of your word tonight, and thank you, Father, for blessing us in church this evening. We pray, Lord, again, that you please meet with us like you met with us this morning. We pray, Lord, you fill pastors with the Spirit of God and give him liberty and power to preach your word. Pray, God, you just help us be attentive to everything that's said tonight. And, Lord, we pray you get the glory from everything that's said and done. And we ask in Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Finally see the streets of gold and gates of pearl. I know that I'll forget my every struggle in this world. Every pain and heartache will quickly fade away, trusting towards the moment when I hear my Father say, Well done, my
All right. Psalms in chapter 50. Thank you for that song. God bless you. You can title the sermon, "Let's Stay on the Good Side of God Tonight." Let's stay on the good side of God. How about that, huh? Psalms chapter 50. Psalms chapter 50 is going to be a short sermon, very short. We got much to do, much work to do, and we're going to get some things done after the service tonight. But it's going to be a quick sermon, so I want you to pay attention and sit up. It's not going to be a real long one. But let's stay on the good side of God. Psalms chapter 50. Psalms chapter 50. Hear, verse 7, O my people, and I will speak, O Israel, I will testify against thee. I am God. I am God, even thy God. And we need to stay on the good side of him. He's a powerful God. He's almighty, as you can see in verse 1. The mighty God, verse 1. Even the Lord have spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun into the going down thereof. The mighty God, he's mighty. He's divided the Red Seas and knocked down the walls of Jericho and destroyed kings and destroyed nations and opened the earth and swallowed people up. He's just turned wild animals on people. And God is raining down fire from heaven. He's a mighty God. The thunder, the lightning reminds us how great he is. Earthquakes, the fear of him, he's a mighty God. He whipped the enemy, and he showed us in the Bible how powerful he is, how great he is. We need to stay on the good side of God. Isn't that right, friend? We need to fear him. We need to love him. And look what it says here. He wants us to have a listening ear, and he's speaking to his people. He'll speak, and we'll listen. Look what he says, verse 8, I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings that have been continually before me. I will take no bullock out of thy house, verse 9, nor he-goats out of thy folds, for every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. I know all the fowls of the mountains. Wow, all of them wild fowls and the flying creatures. He knows them all. And the wild beasts of the field, the wild lion and the tigers, these beasts. I didn't get a chance to see the end of it. Maybe you can tell me how it ended, but I couldn't catch the end of it. And that he's walking, hiking, and that wild mountain lion flew on him and just attacked him. And that was it. I couldn't get the rest of it. Maybe you know what happened. He was alone, so he survived. I don't know how he survived, but I get a chance to see the end of that. But the wild lions, mountain lions, how about that? Some folks have run into bears in the forest. But God's in control of it all. Isn't that right, Brad? God's in control of all the creatures. Isn't that right? And so every beast, and the cattle, look what it says here. And verse 10, and every beast of the forest is mine, and the cattle upon a thousand hills. That's right. Look at verse 12. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine. But we need to get on the good side of God. He owns it all. He owns the cattle on a thousand hills. See, sometimes we get in this thing, my money, my house, my car, fully on that. It's all God's. It's all, we could have it if it wasn't for God. You say, well, I work. You say, well, you wouldn't have the health to work. You say, hey, my paycheck. No, they wouldn't be in existence if it wasn't for God. God's the one who helped you get gas. God's the one who helped you get the car. God helped you get the apartment. God helped you get the. You say, my kids, no, everything belongs to God. Hey, the very air I'm breathing is borrowed. It's God's. The earth is God's. And that's why I believe even lost people that are not even saved, they ought to tithe to God. They ought to give offerings. That's right. They ought to use good night, God's earth. Use God's electricity. Use God's air conditioning. Use God's heat. Somebody say amen. Everybody ought to tithe. Everybody ought to give offerings. We got this bad ways of us thinking, well, I paid my tithes. No, it's God's tithe. It's God's tithe. It's God's offering. Friend, we need to get on the good side of God because it all belongs to him and not have the attitude that here I come, I'm doing, here I am, I walk in the room and have this wrong attitude. I'm doing God a favor and good night. I come and you have thanked the Lord for, I'm a blessing. I'm the king of the, I'm the queen of the, fully on that. We're saved by the grace of God. We're saved by the mercy of God. We would have if we haven't, wasn't for God. And it's a privilege. It's a blessing. Ladies and gentlemen, just to come to church, just to hear God's word, just to keep us out of jail, keep us out of prison, keep us out of hell. Somebody say amen. keep our marriages straight from, instead of being divorced. Keep us from wrecking and ruining our lives. Coming to church is a blessing of God that God bless us with. Let's don't come to church like, hey, I'm the cat's meow around here. And I'll tell you what, you know who's here? I mean, I've gave God that dollar in the plate. I want you to know that. Let me tell you something, it's all His. Isn't that right? I'm saying it's all His. I'm saying we need to realize it all belongs to God. If I were hungry, I would not tell thee, for the world is mine, verse 12, and the fullness thereof. Will I eat the flesh of bulls or drink the blood of goats? If we're not careful, we'll get like those people saying, hey, look, we're sacrificing these animals to you, God. Yeah, you're sacrificing those animals, but where'd they come from? Well, I bought that beast. I bought that animal, and I sacrificed it to you. Do you know who I am? He said, wait a minute, hold it. I own everything. I own it all. Well, God, you don't understand. Yeah, I want you to know, I've sacrificed this, I've sacrificed that. Let's get this thing straight. Let's get this thing straight. I need God. He doesn't need me. He can move me out of the way and use somebody else. Come on, come on, come on. I know some people think that God can't take them out this world, but I'm telling you what, God can take you out the world, because if you don't be that husband He wants you to be, He can move you out of the way, give her another husband. He can give that man another wife. He can, somebody say amen. I'm not stupid. God can move us all out of here, and somebody will run them buses. Somebody will teach a class. Somebody, I thank God, you to make the wise choice and to get on the good side of God and serve God in the choir. You get on the good side of God on the driving the bus. You get on the good side of God driving the van. You get a good side of God sing a solo. You get on the good side of God and you tithe and give. But I always want you to have the right attitude that we're honoring, glorifying God. We're doing it for Him. It's all His. Everything I have belongs to Him. And you're getting on the good side of God by obeying Him. But I do not want the pride to kick in like so many people. God takes a nobody, makes them somebody, and they think they're what? Everybody. Don't be like that. Keep that humble spirit. Look at me. Keep that humble spirit. When you look in the mirror, say, God made me this way. Don't be like these people glorifying themselves. You know? Don't be filled with pride. You know? Stay on the good side of God. Say, Lord, I'm tithing, but Lord, all the money is yours. Yes, I'm giving offering, but it's all yours. God, my house, the children. I got up and be able to teach because of you. Able to sing because of you. I'm able to walk because of you. There's people in ICU that can't even be here. They're in torture. They're sick. They're in pain. They're in agony. They're friends. We had somebody here this morning that was in hospital for 3 months, for 6 months, and he went back in another 6 months, a whole year in the hospital. What would that do to you? What would that do to you? God has been so good to you. God's been so good to me. And we need to realize this because of His greatness and goodness. Let's stay on the good side of God. Let's do what He wants us to do. Stay on the good side of God because trouble's coming, friend. Stay on the good side of God because trouble's coming, friend. Look at Psalm chapter 50. Trouble's coming. Look at verse 15. Look at verse 15. And call upon me in the day of trouble. I will what? Deliver thee, and thou shalt what? Glorify me. Girls, stay on the good side of God. There's beasts. There's animals. There's rapists. Look up here, girls. Look up here every day. Could you imagine that? They're finding body parts after they rape them, after they molest them. I mean, there's beasts, children, young people, snatched away, taken away. They're being killed. They're finding on the bottom of the ocean. They're finding an open field somewhere. They're pedophiles. There's perverts. They're scoping people out. And they're breaking into their apartments. And they're breaking into their house. There's home invasions. And they're coming in and raping the wives and killing the kids. And they're stealing everything they can. They're hijacking cars. There's people that are so stinking wicked. In one situation, a car slammed into the gas station and running from the police. And just an innocent bystander girl grabbed her by the hair, dragged her, put the gun to her head, and told the police she'll blow her head off. Now, after you done found out what the rest of that happened after that, I don't know what the rest of that, because I was able to get the rest of it. But you get the rest of what happened to the girl. I take it she survived. SWAT team came in, probably put a bullet in that man's head. He said, I know she survived because they're talking about what happened, so she's not dead. But listen to me. Look up here. This is a crazy world. Right here in Knoxville, keep bringing up how they took the girl, raped her right here, tortured her, put her in a trash can in Knoxville, burnt her, a stick of sodomite, wild beast, homo, listen to their rap music, listen to their sticking devil music, some of you like listening to, getting high off their dope, and they're committed the sodomite, sticking beast, put an object in the man behind them, stuck it up on the sticking animal, sodomy, and what did he do? Put a bullet in his head there. Left him there. Isn't that right? Put his body on fire, right? Right here in Knoxville. Hey, I'm not talking about Chicago. I'm not talking about New York. Right here she came. They found her body right over there past Cherry Street. They found her body. She had a chance to get on the good side of God. She had a chance to get in this church and serve God. We brought her there. Brother Dennis, I believe my brother, when he was coming, a faithful, invited her and tried to help her, but she didn't want to get with it. And good night. They found her body down there going to the Glenwood, I believe, Washington. They found her body there. Stay on the good side of God. Stay on the good side of God. Right up the street, right here, rode our buses, went to our Sunday school, picked them up at Walter P. just like we did this morning, the rest of them. Right around the corner. Put a bullet in his head. Stay on the good side of God. Stay on the good side. Get saved, make sure you're saved. Get baptized, make sure you're baptized. Come in the church, tithe and give. Stay on the good side of God. Serve God. Right around the corner, grew up. Couldn't believe he looked that way. He didn't look nowhere like he did as he was a teenager. Nowhere did he look like he did as a young boy when he came to this church. Looked like a stinking gangbanger. Oh, they want to look like the stinking gangbangers, but they don't want the hell the gangbangers go through. Oh, they want to look all cool like the hip-hoppers, but they don't want to go through what the stinking hip-hoppers want. They want to listen to their stinking devil's music, but they don't want... Oh, they want their stinking tattoos all over their body. They want their earrings all over their ears, but they don't want the hell the gangbangers go through. Well, you can't have both. Without some hell, top of hell coming in your life. Somebody say amen. There's no way. There's no way. You got to stay on the good side of God or something bad's going to happen. Verse 15. Call upon me in the day of what? In the day of trouble and I will what? You're going to need God to deliver thee. Now watch this. And thou shalt glorify me. And you're going to praise him. And you're going to glorify God and say, God, you're the one that delivered me. They tried to hijack my car, but you delivered me. They came into my house and they tried a home invasion, but you delivered me. And they tried to take that gun and a drive-by shouting to shoot me, but you delivered me. And that boy was thinking about raping me. He was watching me. He was scoping me. And I believe every bit of every of these true stories that they started praising God. And the rapist ran. If a guy's trying to rape you and try to take your clothes off and try to kill you and molest you, just start saying, praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I'm a soul winner. I love God. I'm on the good side of God. But don't say that if you're not on the good side of God. The demons will jump on you. Amen. Amen. But you have every right to say, I'm about to lose my house. I'm a soul winner. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I'm about to lose my home. I'm about to lose my health. I'm about to die of cancer. You can say, God, you know I'm a soul winner. You know I tithe. You know I give. Oh, God, deliver me. Deliver me from the death angel. bring it up to them. I've been on the good side of you. I was faithful. Sunday school, Sunday morning, I was faithful. Sunday night, I was faithful. Wednesday evening, I was faithful. Knocking on doors, going soul winning. I was faithful on Saturday on the bus trial. I was faithful. I was faithful. I read my Bible during the week. I was faithful. I prayed to you. I got alone and talked with you. Oh, God. Oh, God. The brakes have failed. Oh, God. I'm about to tip over and die on this highway. Oh, God. The truck is coming. Oh, God. Help me, God. Help. And He will come and deliver you. But then there's the cries, there's the scream, there's the cries and there's the scream. In Proverbs chapter 1, there's a cry, there's a cry, there's a scream. We got to hurry. Proverbs chapter 1, we got to hurry. There's a cry, there's a scream, child. There's a cry, there's a scream, teenager. There's a cry, adult, there's a cry. Look what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 1. Proverbs chapter 1. And the Bible says here, verse 24, because I have called and you refused. I've stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel with none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind. When distress and anguish come upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they were none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them. And the prosperity of fools shall what? Destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely. And be quiet from fear of evil. And God said, there's going to be those that call on me in a day of trouble. I'm not going to deliver them. I'm a laugh. I'm a laugh. And I don't want God to laugh at you. I don't want God to laugh at you. We live in a day of danger. We live in a day of trouble. We live in a day of death. We live in a day of tragedy. And you're going to need God to help you to be safe on the highway. We live in a day where they're barnstorming the schools and killing the kids. And they're going into colleges and killing the colleges. I know we haven't had one in a while. But you mark her down, something's going to happen. And the Twin Towers came down and thousands died. Thousands died. Thousands died. But some were delivered. Some, for some reason that day, when the Twin Towers fell, a number of people called in sick. A number of people, for some reason, their relative says, I just don't feel good about this day. Don't go in today. Don't go in that building today. They said usually there's so many more people in the building. If for some reason, the plane that drove right into the Twin Towers, it was just weird. Because planes are usually full. But that day, that 9/11 day, it is said there was a number of planes that were almost empty. There was a God. There's a God that delivered them. They were scheduled to be on that flight. They didn't make it. They were scheduled to go and work right where the plane smashed through the window. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say glory to God. Somebody say praise the Lord. Let the church say amen. You stay on the good side of God. You let them fiddle with the world. You let them play with the world. You let them dress like the world. You let them talk like the world. You let them go ahead and have their fun, their sin fun. But there's a day that's going to come. They're going to need God. And their marriage is going to end up in divorce. And they're going to need, hey, I'm so thankful your niece has come. Thank God. I'm so glad you're here. Thank God those burlies. Let me tell you something. You go back to Atlanta and you get on the good side of God. You get close to God. You remember every sermon. You remember everything you picked up from the boys. And you go home in Atlanta and you watch God bless your future, because there's going to be a day you're going to need God. You want God to come through for you. You want God to bless you. Somebody say amen. Bless God. We've tried to help our nieces and nephews and families, and every one of you, thank God, you try to help yours. But I want to tell our family, they need Jesus. They need God. I want my kids to know God, to serve God, to love God. I want every one of you to serve God. You're going to need them. You're going to need them. Crazy. crazy stinking world we live in. Hard up on crack. Hard up on dope. 27 years, you precious girls have been going up there in the projects and the stinking wicked places. Not one man have raped you. Not one man have killed you. Not one man has put a bullet in you, you boys. Our lawn sale, bring our buses trying to help them to get them to church. Drive-by shooting, thought it was a block party. Bullets flying like in Desert Storm. I couldn't believe it. Bullets flying all over our van. God delivered us. Not one bullet hit our van. Little girl got killed. Little girl is dead with a bullet in her. Little girl. And I said, oh God. Oh my God, what's going on here? Deliver us. God deliver us. We go to Walter P. Taylor. I watched a guy pull a gun out and put the. He would start pulling the trigger. Guy said, please don't shoot me. Please. I got a daughter or son, wherever you are. He was begging for his life, man, right there in Walter P. Bang, the gun gone off. He's put in there. I said, God, we're standing just like you're watching me, close as you looking at me. I'm looking at you with the gun. I said, God, just don't let him start flipping the bullets right here. God delivered us. God's delivered us. God's been with us. We're about there and right here in Austin Holmes, and we go to Austin Holmes and put the knife, put it on his throat, slit his throat. That wild man came out there, blood coming out of his throat. I'm looking at the blood coming out of his throat just like I'm looking at you. Crazy people out there. Wild, stinking beast of people. God's protected us through the years. God's protected us through the years. Somebody say amen. Right on Selma Avenue. Went and killed that lady down my street. Right on Selma Avenue. Found a dead body, two dead bodies already on my street. We need God. We need God. Several streets over, people have been killed. God, we need God. It's a crazy world, friend. Get on the good side of God. These are deadly diseases and sicknesses. We sit here, but we forget millions are dying of incurable diseases. That's got the attitude, well, who cares? I'll tell you what, you better get up close to God. Isn't that right, friend? You studied a disease control expert, Burley. About the diseases on these young people. So many of them sexual active, had not married. Brother, bring the statistics. How many are dead? Girls are sterile, can't even have kids anymore. Hoarding around, having sex and not married. But in Hebrews 13, you ought to read that chapter. You better read it. Hebrews 3, 13, 4, 5. Hey, God said, the bed undefiled. That's right. If you're married, the bed is an undefiled thing. But whoremongers, adulterers, God's going to judge. You better get on the good side. He that friendship with this world, your friends with this world, your enemy of God. I'm telling you, you're going to need them. You're going to need them. Watch them die of incurable diseases. We got to hurry. Go back to Psalms chapter 50. We need to stay on the good side of God. We need to read our Bibles. We need to pray. We need to fear God. Psalms. Mark Tompkins is dead. Every time I go into Connecticut, don't feel sorry for me. I didn't indulge my life in the sin. Mark Tompkins is dead. He's dead. Just like you're going to hear about people you grew up with. They're dead. I said dead. In his early 50s. Dead. As older I get, every time I go to Connecticut, somebody dies. Sin brings death. Sin brings sorrow. Sin brings misery, friends. Stay on the good side of God. Yeah. Stay on the good side of God. Look what he says here. Verse 16. But unto the wicked God saith, what hast thou to do to declare my statutes? That thou shouldest take my covenant in thy mouth. God gets fed up with wicked people using the Bible. wicked people in the Senate, wicked people promoting same-sex marriage, wicked people in the state buildings and in D.C. passing laws, wicked judges passing laws, homosexuals allowed to have their parade and have their party and tell everybody, I'm a homo. I'm going to tell you something. If I'm fighting the enemy, I don't want to stick a homo jumping on me Stinking homo want to come and have sex with me out in the stinking battlefield. Stinking beast of a mind. Come on, somebody say amen. These wicked leaders are getting up and talking about how they love God and God bless America. We love God. Passing laws. Because all the liquor brings money. Because all the liquor, now they want to make it lawful for reefer because of the money. And when the dope goes up and the liquor goes up, the murders goes up, the rape goes up, the divorces go up, somebody shout and say amen. Amen. Verse 17, seeing thou hatest instruction and cast my words behind thee. I'm so tired of wicked backsliders and talking about the Bible, aren't you? Look at verse 18. When thou sawest a thief, then thou contentest with him, and hast been a partaker with adulterers. You better be careful. Your best friends are adulterers. Sleeping with people they're not married with. Going over their houses and eating their hamburgers and hot dogs and loving them and just your best friends. Don't get me wrong. Jesus ate with sinners. We'll go down there and try to get them saved. We'll try to get them born again. We'll try to get them saved, get them in church. We're going down there with our King James Bibles. We're going down there talking about God, but we are not going down there and partying with them. We are not going to boo-bop with them and jiggle around with them. How dare you? How double dare you to dance around with them? Watch out, don't you? Somebody say amen. Isn't that right? You got to be careful, you Facebook friends, adulterers. You better be afraid. You better be afraid. You better be afraid, Mrs. Facebook. You better be afraid, Mr. Facebook, man. You better use that Facebook for God. Them old adulterers trying to Facebook and chat with you and try to text with you, and you know they're adulterer, you know he's a married man, you know he's a married woman, you ought to text back to him, you ought to Facebook back to him. Wait, God's name, you try to hit on me on the Facebook board. I ain't no stinking adulterer. Well, my husband won't be home, and it'll be okay. Buddy, I'll tell you what, you drop that like a hot potato. Somebody say amen. Crazy talk, isn't that right? Now she'll never find out. God knows about it. Bunch of adulterers. You better stay on the good side of God, friend. Hey, man, you better stay on the good side of God. You better not be accessory. Hey, man. I don't mean you got to be all mean and say, you're a wicked adulterer. I can't do it. you some tag. Use some wisdom. Amen. Pray to get right with God. Isn't that right? Cry over them. Isn't that right? But don't sit there and partake with them. Best of buddies. You best of buddies. She wants counsel. He wants counsel. Well, tell him it's adultery. God hates it. Don't be a partaker. Stay on the good side of God. Look at verse 19. Thou givest thy mouth to evil. We ought not to be speaking evil things. It amazes me how people that claim to be saved, born again, the filth that comes out of their mouth. Thy tongue frameth deceit. God knows what the tongue, that tongue, I'll tell you what, it is said, I'm not going to be like that pastor, and that person says, I come, I'll lay my tongue on this altar, and the pastor said, your tongue's too long. There's no room for it. I won't be like that pastor. I'll say, bring that tongue here. Lay that stinking gossip tongue here. Lay it on the altar. Somebody say amen. I don't care how long that thing is. We want to get rid of that stinking mouth. Isn't that right? Somebody say amen. Stay on the good side of God. Look at verse 20. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thy brother on Facebook, thy sister on Facebook, thy brother on MySpace, the sister on MySpace. Look at me, I said, speaking evil of thy sister and brother. amongst people in the church, amongst people in the public. Don't you slander your brother. Don't you slander your sister. If you ain't got something nice to say, you pray for your brother. You pray for your sister. Look at me. The tongue can no man tame. Tell her to look up here. Tell her to look up here. Look up here, sweetheart, little girl. The tongue can no man tame. Nobody can control that tongue but God. James said, a big old giant boat, Titanic. They can steer that. But that tongue can't nobody tame. Only God can tame that tongue. Isn't that right? Look what it says here. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son. Now why are you slandering God's son? That's God's daughter. Let me tell some people in this church. Look at me. Look at me. Our hearts are deceitful, wicked above all things. You better know the Word of God is the only thing that's going to help us. You better dig in that Bible and read that Bible. Thy Word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. If you don't read that Bible, get that Bible in your heart, get to know God. You're going to talk about the wrong thing. You're going to speak about the wrong thing. If you don't get in that prayer closet and listen, Moses spent time with God and the glory of God shone upon him. The reason why we can't see the glory of God on some people, they don't spend no time alone with God. And the Bible they do read, they don't apply it. What good is it to read if you don't apply it? This week, I want you to listen to your conversation on the phone and find out how many names pop up in your conversation. When you go in your bedroom this week and talk to your brothers and sisters, I want to find out how many different names pop up. When you go to the ladies' room and the men's room, and the more Disney channels you let your children watch, if I let mine watch it, the Disney channels, oh, you think it's so funny, these thinking little whores and fornicators and little rebels of parents, you think it's funny. Think a little hot pants is funny. You think nothing's wrong with the music. And the more of these movies, and the more of these wicked things you watch and listen to, is the more vile, is the more critical, is the more dangerous that tongue gets. But we need to stay on the good side of God, the way we talk. The way we talk, because we need God to deliver us. Look at verse 21. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence, verse 21. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such a one as thyself, but I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Underline that. God says, I kept silence. But God says, I'll deal with it. You thought I was just like you. God's not like us, friends. God is not like us. We need to be like Him. I'm so glad God's not like us. Look up here. I am so glad God's not like us. Because you want to know what? I'd have been dead a long time ago. I'm so glad He's a merciful God. I'm so glad He's graceful. And I'm so glad He's a forgiving God. Look up here. Aren't you glad God... Look up here. Look up here. Aren't you glad God don't treat you like you treat other people that offend you? Aren't you so glad God's not like you? Somebody tick you the wrong way, you're going to tick them the wrong way. Jesus said, bless those that persecute you. Speak good of those that do evil against you. Don't salute those that salute you. Salute those that don't say hello to you. I'm so glad God is not like us. That's why a lot of people say, I don't know if I'm going to heaven or not. I think I'm going to hell because they think God's like them. That's why they don't know they're going to heaven. Look at verse 22. Now consider this, ye that forget God, verse 22, lest I tear you in what? Pieces, and there be none to what? Let's stay on the good side of God. Isn't that right? Let's stay on the good side of God. Now consider this, ye that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces. Or you just go ahead. Don't get on the good side of God. Just forget about Him. Some of you eat your food, you forget about Him. You forget about Him. Some of you go weeks without praying and reading your Bible. You get your check. Last thing you're thinking about is tithing and giving. You forget about Him. We're raising up young people that are getting older in their 20s. They forget about Him. I ain't serving Him. The last thing on their mind is serving God. Last thing. You would think they'll do something. Clean the building. Do something. At least work on a bus while go sowing him. At least to do something. At least give a tithe. 10%. But some of them ain't even doing that. A lousy 10%. Joseph said, how can I do this wickedness in the sight of God, even though she's beautiful, even though she's decked, even though she is there dressed for success to get me, and she came upon him in a good night. The temptation was there. She looked good. She smelled good. And she had to be the most beautiful lady in Egypt for the king. The king that he was, Potiphar. He didn't have no messed up looking woman. But Joseph did not fall into that temptation. Because he remembered God. And young people, you stay on the good side of God. Because the older you get, it's going to be a temptation to forget God. Stay on the good side of God. Consider this. As I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. And I don't want that to happen to you. I don't want that to happen to you. I preach to those young people. God was trying to get a hold of that young man's heart. I know He was. I know He was. And his girlfriend. Those are the two that responded. And they prayed for salvation. Two of them. Two of them. Look at me. Look up here. But immediately, he went back into his old ways. Just forgot about God. Hung around his friends. You guys take care of the bathroom stuff before the service. Hey, look up here. Take care of the bathroom stuff before that. Don't drink so much before the service if you can't handle it. Okay? Don't drink so much before the service. You got to go to the bathroom. But he waited too long. Hey, look up here. Look up here. He waited too long. Look up here. He waited too long. He waited too long. And he got his head decapitated. He got his head decapitated. He waited. Hey, look up here. You know what he said? He said, I told the preacher. I told that preacher. I was going to come to church. I was going to get in the things of God. But he hung around his old buddies. Wrong crowd. Wicked music. Forgot God. Right up here. towards Asheville Highway. They were racing young people. Hit that tree stump. Look up here. Got his head decapitated. I'll tell you something. They graduate from these Christian colleges. They're forgetting God. They're graduating from these Christian schools. And they're forgetting God. But I can tell you story after story. You want to forget God? You want to forget God? I want you to know, and I want you to pray. Oh, that letter Ryan sent. Ryan got he's in jail, and he got the certificate, and of you know graduating from that you know institution that teaches the Bible and that Baptist organization. But anyway, make a long story short. Ryan, he wrote, and he's in prison. He's in jail, and Ryan wants to serve the Lord. Ryan wants to go. He wants to get out, and he wants to do something for God. He said, "I don't believe it's just jail talk. I don't believe it's just jail talk. I don't believe it's just jail talk." But Ryan said to tell you, to let you know. Look up here, to let you know. Don't make it. Hey. Don't make God. Hey, don't make God bring you to jail to bring you to prison to teach you not to forget him. Because when you're in jail, when you're in prison, you will remember him. You remember the sermons. You remember the preaching. Hey, you remember. Yes, you will too. Don't forget about them. Let's stay on the good side of God. Stay on the good side of God. Hey, look at me. Look up here. I have preached a sermon like this, and they have run to their wicked music and movies and sex and fornicate and adultery. They have left here and committed murder. I beg you, don't be like these people. You let God bless your future. Don't you forget God. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. Hey, don't forget God. I beg you, don't forget Him. I plead with you, don't forget Him. I hope you remember Him in the morning, you pray to Him. I hope you read your Bible during the day. I beg you, don't forget God when you get your check. You say, I got a lot of bills. God's got bills too. Remember God when that boy wants to hit on you, you're not married, have sex with you? That girl.